Are cities turning to the right? For decades, urban areas have been the epicenter for the rise of left-wing politics, both here and abroad. But stunningly, all that is changing. Cities are, in point of fact, becoming more conservative. But why? And what does that mean for the future of the political order? I'm Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, and we're going to take a look at the extraordinary rise of the right in our nation's cities. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in. There's no question that urban America is socially and culturally imploding. Cities like Portland, San Francisco, and Southside Chicago have been described as open sewers, cesspools of murder, violence, theft, drug addiction, and homelessness. Over the years, the murder rate has skyrocketed in cities across the nation, and 50% of those cities are experiencing a mass exodus in depopulation. For example, Baltimore, once one of the 10th most populous cities in the country, has seen its population drop by over 300% since 1980. And when all is said and done, there's a rather simple explanation for this dramatic social degeneration.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay? It's true.
Yeah, that's right. When all is said and done, the blame for this urban deterioration rests entirely with the left-wing politics that have dominated our nation's cities for the last several decades. For the last 60 years, the vast majority of urban America has been governed almost exclusively by Democrats. That is, until now. Something extraordinary is happening in our cities. Researchers are finding that more and more urban populations, both here and abroad, are actually turning to the political right. Take, for example, Brooklyn, New York. In 2012, Barack Obama won Brooklyn by an astonishing 82% of the vote, a 65% margin. But 8 years later, that margin shrank for Biden by 10 points. And then 2 years later, in 2022, the Republicans broke through. They swept southern Brooklyn, winning 3 of the 4 state legislature seats. And it wasn't just Brooklyn. The boroughs of Queens and Staten Island also showed significant shifts to the right in the same time period. In fact, in the last New York gubernatorial election, 2022, the Republican vote increased in all but 1% of the city's more than 4,000 precincts. But it's not just New York. Perhaps the single most dramatic turn to the right in the entire nation is none other than the city of Miami, Florida. In 2022, Democrats were absolutely stunned to see Miami-Dade County, which historically voted 2-1 Democrat, flip red. Miami's now becoming a powerful Republican stronghold that signals a growing trend among a number of other cities as well, including some of the biggest. When Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson recently switched parties, the 9th largest city in the nation officially became red. So what's happening here? Why are our cities turning to the right? The answer is going to astonish you. Are you like me? Do you have trouble falling asleep at night? Because, you know, I do. I'm a horrible sleeper. I am, gang. For me, I just can't turn off my brain. So I toss and I turn, sometimes for like 2 hours before I'm able to fall asleep. But gang, I came across something that has absolutely revolutionized my life. It's called Beam Dream, and it's completely changed the way I sleep. I sip a nice hot cup of Beam Dream, and I kid you not, I'm out like in light, and I have the most restful sleep ever all throughout the night. It's become a nightly ritual of mine that I look forward to each and every day. Plus, I never wake up feeling groggy the next morning. Instead, I feel refreshed and ready to take on the day, just like I feel right now. And they're offering Turley Talks listeners an exclusive discount of up to 40% site-wide for a limited time. So just click on that QR code on the screen or use the link below to get the best night of sleep you've had in years and propel your wellness journey into the next stage. Click the QR code or go to shopbeam.com/turleytalks for your amazing discount right now. One of the major reasons why cities are turning to the right is because of the increasing defection of Latinos from the Democrat Party. It's being widely recognized that Latinos who are inordinately more traditionalist, religious, and pro-life are finding themselves more and more attracted to conservative politics. Now, this has been especially the case in Miami, where Cuban and Venezuelan voters in particular have abandoned the Democrat Party that they see as, well, frankly, increasingly resembling the progressive socialism and Marxism that's taken over their native lands from which they fled. And in Texas cities like Houston and San Antonio, the Democrat margin among Latinos dropped by nearly 20 points since 2016. Another trend involves non-white working class voters as a whole. As a new populist-driven Republican Party becomes more and more the party of the working class, increasingly Black and Latino voters in particular are naturally turning to class politics as opposed to identity politics. And as a result, President Trump now enjoys a higher approval rating and support among non-white working class voters than any Republican candidate in the last half century. But another major reason for this shift to the right among urban populations actually promises to be even more enduring. In fact, it promises to change our nation like never before. Our nation's cities are actually experiencing a dynamic known as religious and ethnic fragmentation, where similar individuals increasingly cluster within distinct geographies, institutions, and subcultures. From Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods to Chinatowns, from an all-Muslim city council outside Detroit to Brooklyn barrios, our nation's cities are actually becoming highly segmented around racial and religious identities. And these more traditionalist identities are increasingly rejecting the ideological wokeness of the progressive left. For example, New York's Asian neighborhoods have shifted 23 points to the right since 2018. And one of the key reasons for this is that religious and ethnic urban enclaves find woke ideology increasingly repulsive to their far more traditionalist values and beliefs, and are together seeing the Republican Party as a bulwark against the rise of radical progressivism and its failed social policies. So as our cities continue to become more segmented along religious and racial lines, ironically, they're becoming less and less Democrat. And because traditionalist populations are significantly far more fertile and pronatal than their secular liberal counterparts, the conservative values that undergird these communities are only going to continue to grow. For example, of the 600,000 Jews that live in Brooklyn, more than half are now Orthodox. 20 years ago, 59,000 students were enrolled in Orthodox schools in New York. Today, that number's risen to 85,000, a 42% increase. If current trends continue, our nation's cities, once a bastion of Democrat liberalism, may indeed become the most conservative strongholds of them all.